Welcome to the realm of heroes and monsters. Storytime with your host, A.P. Fuchs. Stories of intrigue, stories of horror, stories of superheroics, stories of monsters. Get ready, the thrill ride begins. Welcome to the realm of heroes and monsters storytime podcast with me, your host, AP Fuchs, where this podcast is all about stories, hence the name Storytime. So later on in the show, you're going to get a short piece of flash fiction as the story for this episode. All right, so let's get right into the story before the story. Now, this season, we're exploring stories and how they are part of your everyday life all the time, 24/7. So let's see what happens in this next segment. Stories are addictive. We either read them or we tell them. And you don't have to be a writer or a comic guy or a filmmaker or anything along those lines to tell a story. Musician, even. You don't have to have any formal skill in that regard. Because why? What happens when you get together with your friends or family or even sometimes strangers and you sit down, you're all having a bite to eat or something to drink or whatever it is, and guess what happens? Somebody tells a story about something that happened, whether to themselves or to somebody else they know. So right there is the first point is, one, they're telling a story straight away. So you're getting a story without actually actively looking at a story like a movie or a book. Two, you're getting a treat for your imagination, because when the person is retelling this story to you about themselves or some other person, your mind is filling in the blanks of various parts of the tale that they might be skipping over. They're also, especially if they're talking about somebody else, you don't know the person, so clearly you're going to have to make up a version of this person. Let's just call him Bob, okay, because we don't know Bob through and through. We're only basing Bob off of what our friend is telling us. So we end up having to create Bob into some sort of character or some sort of visual in our mind's eye so that we can follow along. So right there, we're creating story within a story that's being told to us. So it just happens. I mean, what it's also cool too is when the story is told by a friend or a family member or whatever, it's also an opportunity to live vicariously through that story, through someone else's life for that moment of story that they're talking about, right? We're learning about Bob today. So Bob, we're going to experience part of Bob's life, Bob's story, vicariously through this tale. So it's all interconnected. It's just fascinating that we seem to dismiss the fact that stories are constant all the time. And I just want to expose that. I want to say, no, they are constant all the time. Look around, pay attention, and everything you do throughout your day involves some aspect of story. So yeah, today it's about listening to stories from friends. And the next time you have the opportunity to listen to a story from a friend or family member or whoever, listen good and see and pay attention to what your mind does as you follow along with what they're telling you. And you'll see you're crafting a story to go with their story, to have a story. All right. Now, speaking of stories, it's time to get into story time. So I'll see you there. Portraits. Ashton Oz only dealt in original paintings. His paintings. The same three paintings. Sort of. All were done against a background of black oil paint streaked with purple that had a red swirl at the center. One portrait was a zombie, green and gray, with milky white eyes and purple lips dripping with blood from its last kill. One was a werewolf, with brown matted fur streaked with silver highlights and eyes so cold and white they froze your soul. The last was a vampire. She was beautiful and sexy, with blonde hair, ruby red lips, and sparkling white teeth. The arc in her lower back pushed up her bust in the front and drove nearly every man wild and made every woman jealous. Ashton was a staple on the horror circuit and known for his realism in bringing his monsters to life. Those same three monsters, consistently depicted inside of a rusted iron metal cage, their poses varied at each show. He was constantly asked to make prints of his work, but he was adamant about selling only originals of his creations. It limited his sales volume, but it didn't limit his sales dollars. The Three Porches netted him a solid 12 grand once sold. Not bad for a weekend's work. Today, HorrorCon was coming to a close, and Ashton sold the final painting, The Zombie, minutes before the buzzer went. He packed up his easels, carried them to his car, and took them home, a quaint little place at the end of the street in a quiet neighborhood. He didn't know his neighbors, and they didn't know him. He only left his house for shows and groceries. The rest of his time was spent painting those three monsters. Ashton took the easels down to the basement and leaned them against the far wall. A fourth easel, draped in black velvet, stood in the middle of his studio. He went over to it and removed the covering. It was a duplicate of the background he always used, black oil paint dripping in purple with that red swirl in the center. Focusing, Ashton traced his index finger around the red swirl over and over. He closed his eyes and kept spinning his finger. An hour passed, then two. Off and on, he'd open his eyes, and when the red paint finally began moving, he picked up the pace, his finger twisting around and around until the crimson swirl grew into a living whirlpool on the canvas. A hungry groan sounded behind him. He glanced over his shoulder at the zombie in the cage. Then he glanced to the cage beside it, the werewolf. Then he took in the heartbreaking look at the beautiful vampire and the one next to it. "Time to feast, my friends," he said, and stopped moving his finger. He went over to each cage and let them out. They moved toward him as one, as if to attack, but he knew the spell cast around himself would ensure his protection and direct them toward the swirling painting, the portal. With the point of his finger, the monsters entered the canvas one by one. Their dinner would be on the other side in their painted counterpart's location. One monster was out for flesh and brains, the other for the thrill of the kill and meat, the last for blood. They'd return when done, and he'd paint them anew. Ashton was a wizard with paint, mixing oils and acrylics and potions. A painting wizard called Oz.
And we're after the credits. And so we got something coming up really soon. Well, soon-ish. Is a new Axiom Man website. AxiomMan.ca. It's in the building process at the moment. It's going to be launched with an upcoming Kickstarter Indiegogo campaign, as well as some corrections I'm doing to my own personal site. So it's going to be great. It's going to be a site 100% dedicated to Axiom Man. And it's going to have everything from the books to prints to various other kinds of merchandise, to specialty items that are only available through that outlet. So if you're an Axiom Man fan, if you love superheroes, if you like them hopeful but at the same time mean business, he'll be right up your alley. So in the meantime, go check out the books, check out the comics, and we'll see you soon at axiomman.ca.